This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the demography of Santal Pargana and Kolhan areas are rapidly changing and there is a threat from Rohingya and Bangladeshi infiltrators in these areas, adding that the tribal population is decreasing while infiltrators are increasing. He was addressing the Parivartan Maha Rally at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur. Mr. Modi said JMM, RJD and the Congress are doing vote bank politics and appeasement has become the agenda of these parties. Mr. Modi termed the JMM, RJD and the Congress as the biggest enemies of Jharkhand, asserting that these parties were power hungry and indulged in vote bank politics. He also asserted that the BJP is set to come to power in the state after the assembly polls due later this year. Earlier, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees at Ranchi in Jharkhand through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the region and hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the 6 new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister mentioned that a large number of pilgrims who visit Kashi from India and the world would now get a chance to visit Baba Vaidyanath in Deoghar with the introduction of the Varanasi-Deoghar Vande Bharat. He said that it would boost tourism in the region and also encourage the industrial development of Tata Nagar, thereby creating new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, which would ensure pakka houses to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters to 32,000 beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. A housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 Industrial Training Institutes, ITIs across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai today. The Constitution Temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India and to disseminate the ideas and thoughts of the father of the Indian Constitution, Bharat Ratna, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Speaking at the event, Dr. Dhankar said that the Constitution is the soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the Chief Minister's post after 2 days. He said in the next couple of days a meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with the Maharashtra elections. Addressing party workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal added that he will not sit on the chief minister's chair until the people give their verdict. Meanwhile, the BJP has termed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's announcement of resignation from his post as a PR stunt to restore his image. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mondal were sent to 3-day CBI custody. They were produced at Shialda Court today. It may be recalled that the CBI had arrested both the accused in the R.G. Carr rape and murder case last night. There were allegations of tampering with the evidence and delay in filing the FIR against them. Thiru Onam, the most auspicious day of Onam, is being celebrated today. It's the biggest cultural festival of Kerala. Keralites across the globe, irrespective of religious affiliations, are celebrating the festival in full vigour. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. India's rising badminton star Anmol Kaur secured her first senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 in Leuven. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Amalie Schultz 24-22, 12-21 and 21-10 in the finals. And that's the end of this news bulletin.